Josh sipped at his drink and tapped his foot impatiently on the rung of the bar stool as he watched the door. Philip was nearly half an hour late now. He checked his phone to see if a message could have magically, and silently, appeared since he'd last looked at it 5 minutes ago, but the screen remained obstinately blank. Philip was never late. He was one of Josh's regular clients, a businessman who was often in Plymouth for meetings. Josh had seen him every few weeks for over a year now, and he was always on time for their appointments. At least Josh had arranged to meet him tonight in a bar near the hotel, rather than waiting in the room for him, so he could have a drink while he waited. Philip had paid in advance, so Josh wouldn't be out of pocket for the room, but Josh had been hoping for a quick appointment. He'd been up till the small hours, finishing an essay last night, and he was knackered this evening. Yawning all over a client was never very professional. Thank God it was Saturday tomorrow, and he could sleep in. He felt uneasy, though. This was uncharacteristic of Philip, so Josh couldn't help worrying. Josh didn't get emotionally attached to his clients. He couldn't do this job if he did. But Philip was one of the good guys. Charming, always courteous. He treated Josh like a person, not just a hole to fuck. Josh hoped he was okay, and that nothing had happened. He put his phone down on the bar and sighed. Glancing along the polished wood, he spotted another man a few metres down, sitting alone with a phone in his hand and a frown on his handsome face. Josh wondered whether he'd been stood up too. 15 minutes later, Josh's glass was empty. By now, he was sure Philip wouldn't show, but he didn't want to go home yet. He didn't usually cruise for clients anymore. They came to him via his website. He preferred it that way, getting the booking up front. But tonight, he felt restless. He'd been looking forward to a good fuck, despite his tiredness. It would make him sleep better after, and Philip was always a guarantee of satisfaction. Maybe he could find someone else to provide that, and make a bit of extra cash while he was at it. Josh could always use more money in his bank account. Being a student was an expensive business these days. With no financial support from his waste-of-space father, Josh had come to university facing the gloomy prospect of huge loans that would take him most of his working life to pay off. He'd been determined to get a job and work as many hours as he could fit around his studies to relieve some of the financial burden. But he'd soon realised that working as a waiter or in a supermarket wasn't going to make much of a dent on his expenses. Eventually, he'd got a job working as a dancer in a gay club, and when men started to offer him money for sex, he'd figured, why not? Josh sat facing the bar now, his back to the door. He'd given up watching for Philip. Instead, he let his gaze roam along the mirror behind the rows of bottles and glasses until he caught sight of the reflection of the man seated along the bar from him, still alone. Josh studied him, admiring the high cheekbones and square jaw sprinkled with sand-coloured stubble and the thick mop of dark red hair that shone bright auburn where the light caught it. As Josh looked, the guy raised his eyes and caught Josh watching him in the mirror. He held Josh's gaze for a moment, and then he smiled, a hesitant but devastating curve of his lips that caused a twist of warmth to curl in the pit of Josh's belly. Well, hello. Josh smiled back. He didn't need to fake interest in this man. He was gorgeous, and was clearly eyeing up Josh. He was well-dressed, and with the prices of the drinks in this bar, he must be reasonably well off. It had to be worth a try. Slipping off his bar stool, Josh picked up his phone and approached the man, who turned to greet him. Hi, Josh said. Mind if I join you? Help yourself. The man gestured to the stool beside him. But you looked as if you were waiting for someone.
I was, Josh replied. But I've given up on him now.
The man's lips quirked ruefully. So we've both been stood up then.
Looks that way. I'm Josh. He offered his hand.
Rupert. His hand was big and his grip firm. Josh deliberately let the tips of his fingers slide over Rupert's warm, smooth palm when he took his hand back. If Josh had been in any doubt that Rupert liked Dick, the sweep of those cool blue eyes and the way they lingered for a moment too long on the crotch of Josh's skinny charcoal jeans would have been the deciding factor.